going out to Stirling at leisure because they're going to have the biggest outdoor lap pool you've ever seen. Acting Mayor Councillor Susan Migdale is, well, the opening, I believe, is in early September. Is that right, Suzanne? Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, that is correct. It's so exciting. We can't wait. We're opening Monday to the public.
Right. How big is it?
It is massive. In fact, it holds 2.5 million litres of water. Can you imagine?
2.5 million.
It's got 10 50-metre lanes. Okay, so that's how big it is. But 27.5 degrees, so it's going to be well and truly, you know, enjoyable when you get in and out of that particular water. But can I ask, Suzanne, does it have life-saving technology? Can you tell me a bit more about that?
It absolutely does. We are the first in WA to employ the LifeArt technology. And what LifeArt does is it applies AI to above water CCTV to increase a lifeguard's perspective of what's happening above and below the water. An algorithm will interpret the behaviour that signifies someone could be in distress. Then it will alert the lifeguards on their smart watches, enabling response times up to 6 times faster than a conventional observation.
Right. So kids that are sitting on the bottom of the pool pretending to hold their breath could be detected by AI?
No, they won't be detected. It's super smart technology. So it understands the signs of someone being in distress. Yeah.
Right. That's very clever. Now, 2.5 million litres you mentioned, yeah?
Incredible, isn't it?
When did you start filling it up?
Well, some time ago now, but if you can imagine, that's equivalent to 62.5 standard backyard pools.
Right.
It took 3 weeks to fill, actually.
I was going
to
ask, one hose?
It won't be a big hose.
One hose.
One very large hose.
Hey, can you also tell me about the submersible swim wall? What's that?
Sure. Well, the 2.5 lanes, so just to reiterate, you commented on 10 50-metre lanes. Mm-hmm. So there's also 4 25-metre lanes. Mm-hmm. And the 2.5-lane wide swim walls can be raised or lowered in a few minutes, and one or both of the walls can be used to split the 50-metre lanes into 25-metre lanes.
Yeah,
good. So the swim wall allows for the facility to safely have a 30-metre water polo game or two 25-metre water polo games at the same time
as clever.
Having 10 25-metre lanes for swimming.
So how much does this cost?
A few bob.
Well, how much? Can you give us an idea?
Does that mean my rates are going up?
No, it doesn't mean your rates are going up. It's a Stirling facility. So, we know on our schedule of works what of our facilities need to be refurbished and when.
Right.
Just a quick breakdown. Stage one, which involved the retiling of the internal pool and concourse, cost that was completed in 22 and that was about $2 million. Stage two now costing $12.5 million, including the construction of the new outdoor lap pool, a learner's pool, installation of the new pool plant equipment, addition of shade cells, new showers, two swim walls and enhanced
right.
to the
okay.
pool area. It's looking spectacular.
Do I still get that swim pass on my rates at the bottom there? I think I get a tip pass. Do I still get a swim pass, Suzanne?
You do.
I do.
You
I thought
do
I
get
did.
Swim passes.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
All right. Right.
But when you consider that a family swim ticket at the Stirling Leisure Centre is $21.20, which covers two adults and two children, or one adult and three kids, it's pretty economical, cheaper than going to the movies,
right.
and much better for you.
Can I still buy hot chips there?
you know what? That is the question of the hour. Stay tuned to find out.
Right, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, there's nothing like a swim and some hot chips afterwards. Good luck with it. So it opens on Monday officially. So good luck if you're going to jump
it
in the
does.
Pool. And it's a very popular leisure centre, that one. Probably one of the best we've got in the state. So well done.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thanks for inviting me on this morning.
Good on you. Acting Mayor Councillor Suzanne Migdale.
The good part there is you've got all those grassed areas, barbecues and all that sort of thing. So it does attract a lot of families. So it's a great little opportunity for you if you want to take the kids.